Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's amazing. It's already Thursday, the 12th day of August, 2004. Thank you so much for joining us. We have a successful businessman, former city council member, good friend of mine, author, documentary filmmaker, George Humphrey, joining us in the next hour. Talk about world issues, the election, 9/11, his new film, 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, that I do carry, by the way. We're going to, in 30 minutes, have a report from Paul Joseph Watson with some of the top news stories, the webmaster of two of my great websites, PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And the ACLU's done a report that we're all very aware of. Again, they do some good work, some bad work, but they're doing good work here, chronicling how private companies are spying for Homeland Security, and it has nothing to do with terrorism. And we're lining that up for the third hour. We'll see if that happens. There's a ton of news in the meantime. People are finally beginning, even in mainstream newspapers, to talk about Porter Goss meeting with people involved in funding the hijackers. That's our new CIA director. And probably the new terror czar over the new domestic CIA we're going to be having. That's going to run the 15 agencies. These things are just mushrooming all around us. So we'll go over that as well. Also, the BBC reporting Iraq ended nuclear aims in 91. We'll go over that. Budget deficit hits record $395.8 billion, said Reuters. And again, that mysterious September 11th breakfast meeting on Capitol Hill with our good friend Porter Goss and the funder of the hijackers. Always very convenient. We have this out of the Associated Press, the Indian Times, and the Village Voice, as well as Global Research with Professor Michael Trosadowski. Village Voice headline, questions about Porter Goss and his terrorist breakfast go unanswered. Wow, that's a new article that just came out. Also, Al CIA to Chieftain that the U.S. ordered not be arrested in 98. A new example of that's come out. That's four examples now. That just came out yesterday. This is out of the Washington Times. Al CIA to Chief Bin Laden hints at major assassinations. So, a new tape. Of course, these audio tapes, they run them through voice print analyzers. It's never him. Doesn't matter. We have a government caught lying to us endlessly. Let's just accept the lies. It'd be so much easier. We'll tell you details of that. Also, judges are saying that they can use evidence gained through torture. So we're going back to the Byzantine times, my friends. Very, very Byzantine. And all over the country, children even caught skateboarding in their driveways are being savagely arrested immediately. And we have an article here about a SWAT team raid gone awry with armored vehicles out of control, smashing houses on fire. All part of the fun, all part of the freedom. And, of course, eye scans. We'll tell you where the eye scanners are going in. And a hilarious but also saddening cartoon that's on PrisonPlanet.com right now, but I'll try to describe it verbally, semantically, through the spoken word as best I can without seeing the cartoon itself. And we'll do that first. When we return. When we return. So please stay with us. Toll free number to join us on air. Calls early in this first hour. Any issue you'd like to discuss. 1-800-259-9231. Oh, and the Marines are about to go after that Shiite cleric. Now Iraq will really blow up. Stay with us.
Are Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MSM. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I'll tell you, my friends, we've got those answers. Human history is a long train of examples of powerful elites completely drunk on control, megalomaniacal maniacs seeking to completely and totally enslave individuals and populations. The exercise of power, always pressing on the raw nerve of power, Winston. We are the priests of power. Always more, inexorably more. Humanity torn limb from limb under our control. If you want to see a picture of the future, Winston, picture a boot stomping on a human face forever.
Well, I just choose not to believe that. I choose to believe the government's loving and only cares about us, and everything should be secret, and so what if we've got them lying to us a lot? That's for our own good. And I'm on the winning team. I'm with the New World Order. We're going to defeat Al Qaeda.
Oh, you mean Al Qaeda? There's a lot of beautiful, wonderful things in history, but almost all of it came at incredible sacrifice. And we don't have any freedom today because people laid around like jellyfish and denied the tyranny of men. No, it's because people faced the facts, counted the cost, and took action. on PrisonPlanet.com, we've got this little editorial cartoon. You got to see it for yourself. It shows a highway with a moving truck or rider truck rolling along on it with an image of a city in the background. And it says, it is clear now that Al-Qaeda's cells plan to disrupt the election using big trucks fanning out across America, delivering touchscreen voting machines. Again, it is clear now that Al-Qaeda cells plan to disrupt the election using big trucks fanning out across America, delivering touchscreen voting machines. Well, we've got to maybe cancel the elections because Al-Qaeda might want to try to cancel the elections. I mean, don't just your guts, your instincts tell you all of this is a fraud? Then you look at the evidence, the facts, and it's clear of who's behind this whole New World Order. And we see our entire country now, all of our freedoms being dismantled, a state run wild, feeding on the people. And big corporations controlling that government. And the socialists calling for more government, which is a bigger stick for the corporations to beat us over the head. And the so-called conservatives saying, no, corporations are nothing but good. There's no such thing as organized crime. We should just give up all of our freedoms. And that corporations are God. Then you point out to a neocon, hey, our government created Al-Qaeda, refused to have them arrested, Bush and Clinton. Oh, that's not true. Shut up. This is our country, people. Look around you. Protesters in cages, inside cages, under train stations, black helicopters flying around with M60 machine guns hanging out the windows pointed at the population. And the Houston Chronicle's got the headline, 800,000 convicted criminals ordered released by the federal government out of jails and prisons because they're illegal aliens. I mean, the point is they're doing nothing to protect us. This has nothing to do with protecting us. All right, again, we got Paul Watson coming up in about 20 minutes. And then we got George Humphrey coming on and some other guests as well. You don't want to miss those interviews. But last, Monday, came out that over the weekend, the news had reported, oh my gosh, a new confirmed beheading of an American. This is horrible. It's been uploaded on an Islamic website. Oh my goodness. And then it turns out the whole thing was fake. And then you track back the other videos that have been uploaded. That was a hoax done by a 22-year-old computer programmer in San Francisco. But it turns out the other videos are uploaded from government websites, neocon websites, directly tracked back to the CIA. I mean, a few weeks ago, we had this Marine who disappears, and oh, it's confirmed, Al-Qaeda has taken credit, they cut his head off. And then the so-called Muslim group that was being called Al-Qaeda, they go, we didn't grab this guy, that didn't happen. Why would we grab your people and give you an excuse to come attack us? This is CIA. And suddenly they all ran around like chickens with their heads cut off, and he popped up in another country, and he said he was captured, and there was an investigation, because none of us buy that, and then just kind of disappears off into the distance. And so now there's another one, beheaded man, not CIA, News 24, a U.S. official denied Wednesday that a CIA agent had been beheaded in Iraq and claimed, as claimed by an Islamic website that broadcast a video purporting to show the decapitation. The man depicted in the video was not CIA official. The official told AFP on condition of anonymity, no CIA official is missing. The official said, adding that the Central Intelligence Agency knows the whereabouts of everyone on its payroll. The website on Wednesday showed a videotape which it said was a U.S. national and CIA agent being beheaded by members of a militant group in Iraq. Will it be in Abu Ghraib chairs with Abu Ghraib paint jobs, with Abu Ghraib jail guards and Muslim outfits? Will it be a known CIA agent, intelligence officer who's connected to two hijackers and working in prisons and in FBI hands being released into Al-Qaeda's hands, and then forensics experts look at the video and say it's fake, and then video experts look at it and say it's fake? I mean, what is real? But I guess the war is good now because Skull and Bones, coffin mate, cousin of Bush, says that he would have gone into the war, and whether there were weapons of mass destruction or not. I mean, it's just, it's all disgusting. There is no difference. And so now we have this latest piece of propaganda. Also, here's a story about Professor Tosadowski. The 9/11 Joint Inquiry Chairman are in conflict of interest. This is an old article. Mysterious September 11th breakfast meeting on Capitol Hill by Professor Tosadowski. The following text published in Global Outlook, winter of 2003, provides details of the breakfast meeting hosted by Representative Porter Goss on the morning of September 11th. In late August of 2001, barely a couple of weeks before 9/11, Senator Bob Graham, Representative Porter Goss, and Senator John Kyle were in Islamabad for consultations. Meetings were held with President Musharraf and with Pakistan's military and intelligence brass, including the head of Pakistan's Inner Services Intelligence, or ISI, known CIA chieftain, General Mahmoud Ahmed. An AFP report confirms that the U.S. congressional delegation also met with Afghan ambassador to Pakistan, Abdul Salim Zaif. At this meeting, which was barely mentioned by the U.S. media, Zaif assured the U.S. delegation on behalf of the Afghan government that the Taliban would never allow bin Laden to use Afghanistan to launch attacks on the U.S. or any other country. And then it goes on into a 12-page report about the meeting that morning of September 11th, 8:30 in the morning, Porter Goss and others, with this Pakistani general who they admittedly say wired $100,000 to Muhammad Atta, that's confirmed, having a luscious breakfast together. And there's been a bunch of other connections, and now that has popped up in the Village Voice of all places. Village Voice, questions about Porter Goss and his terrorist breakfast go unanswered. And here's the news that made many people in the Eastern time zone heave up their breakfast at 8:31 this morning. President Bush introduced Porter Goss as the new CIA director. Bush called Goss a reformer. The two of them ought to be toast. And it says, how fitting that it is that the same House Intelligence Chairman, Porter Goss, who was having breakfast in D.C. on 9/11 with Pakistan Security Chief, Lieutenant General Mahmoud Ahmed, who was later revealed to be hijacker Muhammad Atta's bagman. Well, no, he's not the bagman. Having breakfast with the bagman, huh? Yeah, that's right, a good boy over there helping plan a few weeks before. Mr. Gossie. The folks that ordered NORAD to stand down, they now run the Pentagon. The Washington Post's Rich Libby mentioned the breakfast as a cheery aside in a May 18, 2002 puff profile of Goss. Florida Senator Bob Graham was also munching with Mahmoud, as the Post and others, including the Asia Times, have reported. But why did the Post mention the chowdown in its first lengthy stories this morning? Digest this. The two Floridians who were up running the joint congressional inquiry into 9/11 in their roles as chairman of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees, not a word of their breakfast appears in the Goss Graham 858 page report. No one's saying that Goss and Graham were necessarily hiding any big thing. No, no, no. But the breakfast, in retrospect, is at least somewhat embarrassing because that was with the main funder of the hijackers, and is really such a worthless fact that it merited no mention at all. Again, and is it really such a worthless fact that it mentioned no mention at all? And chew on another factoid. This is the same Porter Goss who stood up on the floor of the U.S. House on October 9, 2002 during a crucial debate about whether to authorize Bush to go to war against Iraq and said, according to the congressional record, that 9/11 attack was delivered by depraved men. Two quick questions. Was the Pakistani general too depraved to have another cinnamon roll that morning, or was he just full? And it gets worse. It's a long article. Mr. Goss is a nice man. He was just over there when they were meeting with bin Laden in Dubai. The CIA section chief, too. I mean, it's no big deal, you know. He's going to help you as your new leader. He's going to watch you and your family. We'll be right back.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Somebody wants to sue you. With a few keystrokes, anyone can find out your net worth. Everything that you've worked hard for can be taken away from you as fast as you can say, frivolous lawsuit. Whether it's the IRS, a vindictive ex-spouse, or an average Joe off the street, don't let them have it. The Asset Protection Team can show you how to protect yourself from anybody that wants to sue you. Simple, fast, affordable, and bulletproof. Let the Asset Protection Team show you how. Call now, 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or visit AssetProtectionTeam.com. Don't wait. Plan your strategy today before you encounter a lawsuit, bankruptcy, accident, judgment, lien, probate, creditor, medical crisis, malpractice, or worse. Plan today before you are confronted with a false claim, divorce, audit, state agency, federal agency, restraining order, an angry ex-partner, or worse. Visit AssetProtectionTeam.com or call 888-240-3337.
Folks, it's not just Porter Gosh hanging around in Afghanistan, hanging around in Dubai, hanging around with bin Laden's handlers, and then on 9/11 having breakfast with them. Then across the street at the Ritz, you've got George Herbert Walker with the head of the bin Laden family in a Carlyle group meeting at the table with him. You've got James Baker representing the Saudis against American families that are suing him. Fox News doesn't want to talk about that. I mean, in every case, the entire administration is involved with these people, having breakfast with them on the morning. I mean, most of the administration. And then if you look at the whole administration, they're all involved in some way or another. I mean, if the FBI was going to go out and question and arrest people who had connections to Al-Qaeda, they'd go arrest the entire administration. It's just Unbelievable. Jack in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you?
Good, sir.
Say, one thing you haven't been talking about, though, this Bohemian Grove thing, is that big bird there. We don't have a name for that big bird.
I'm a little confused by your comments, but...
At the Bohemian Grove, they worship a big bird. We don't have no name for that bird.
Yes, we do. It's called Moloch.
Moloch?
Moloch. It's in Leviticus. And actually, I've talked quite a bit about Bohemian Grove. I snuck in there and made a film about it.
Yeah, I know you do. But I didn't know they had a name for that thing. I just want to make sure. But we ought to have a contest, and everybody write in, and we'll rename it. Huh? What do you think?
Sure, Jack.
We may not like that name that they have.
How about Dumbo or something?
Yeah, that'd be good. Or George Bush's Big Bird. We could call it that.
Sure. Well, we could call it the Christian conservative. Yeah, I mean, we could call it the Christian conservative thing to worship. And
yeah, right.
Okay. Maybe we could start worshiping Anton LaVey. You're not a good Christian unless you worship Anton LaVey.
Right, right. There you go. And we need a contest, though, for the next bombing they're going to have.
Hey, listen, you're not against Al-Qaeda unless you're in business with them.
Yeah.
You're anti-Jewish unless you say that you want to be like Hitler and that you hate black people.
Right, right.
See, you have to be like Arnold Schwarzenegger and say, I love Hitler, I love Nazis,
yeah.
I hate black people. You have to say this publicly in front of thousands and say it in TV interviews.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be loved and given awards. If you fight Nazis, you're going to be attacked.
Yeah, right, right. Okay.
So, I'm not even being sarcastic now, folks. This is how it works. If you work with Al-Qaeda, you're good and you're fighting them. If you fight Al-Qaeda, you're evil, you're with them.
Yeah, right.
Thanks for the call, Jack. And you sound pretty Al-Qaeda-ish yourself. Let's talk to Howie in Illinois, is it?
Yes, sir.
Welcome.
Welcome, Alex. You hear about this 86-year-old New York millionaire that was attacked by a policeman?
Well, I did hear about that. And
it's all over all the stations, but CBS is milking it because Mike Wallace, the frightening interviewer journalist, was attacked by New York police.
I mentioned the article yesterday to show that no one is immune.
That's right.
I don't have the article in front of me, but just to tell me if I'm incorrect, his limousine was parked.
Right.
He argued, didn't cuss, but argued with the inspectors because it was his spot. They claimed it was too big. Then they came back and arrested him later, saying, quote, he had been disrespectful.
Right. All he was doing is explain to me why you're asking my driver for his license.
Yes, the police admit in the New York Post and the New York Times and all these articles I have yesterday that he did not raise his voice. He simply said, explain to me why you're harassing my driver.
Yeah.
We have this parking place. And they came back with a subpoena, and he has been arrested. And the stories differ that he was slammed around a bit.
Right.
And you know what? He disrespected God. The state is God. Maybe he should be executed by our Lord government.
Well, maybe somebody will send him one of your tapes, Mike Wallace, so he'll find out he's not alone.
Well, that's part of why they're going to these face scans, because the cops, admittedly, are going to have these hand wands where they scan you to see if it's somebody they can harass, and then if you're a big lord, they're going to leave you alone.
Okay, well, they sort of goofed on this one.
Folks are making a big deal out of this. Remember the man who put his feet up to read a magazine in the middle of the day at lunch on a park bench, and there was plenty of benches, and the cops came over and said, take your feet down. He said, hey, man, what's your problem? They arrested him, gave him a charge for resisting, a bunch of other stuff. And then it turned out his wife was the head of the park service.
That's right.
And then there was the lady last week who, they said, you can't eat a candy bar on the bus and on the train. She said, okay, and she ate the last bite. He said, you were chewing aggressively. So this is the new freedom, sir.
Yes,
so
sir.
Folks are really upset about Mr. Wallace, huh?
I think so, and there's been a lot of interviews on CBS about that by CBS interviewers of Mike Wallace yesterday.
Anything else you want to add?
Yes, sir.
Well, stay there. We got a break. Don't chew that candy bar.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, we're about to go to Paul Joseph Watson, and we'll get to some of your calls for those that are patiently holding. I've got this article here out of Arizona, where Sheriff Arpaio's SWAT team went absolutely crazy, set fire, ran around, armored vehicles out of control, smashing cars. This happened a few years ago. Remember out in L.A. County, there was a former cop held up in this big house that he lived in, and there were actual video on TV of the police waving their M60s, just shooting up the whole neighborhood in like a devil frenzy, and then a bunch of houses caught on fire, and they shot two cops and a reporter, and it was just insanity. I don't know. Because most of these guys are wash-ups, you know, who couldn't make it in the military, and they're just nuts. They're like, I think they're like, I guess they were pro wrestling fans, and this is like some kind of macho power trip or something. They're not professional soldiers. But this sounds like the same thing. I want to get into that. And then there's just so much international news. Before we go to Paul Watson, my friends, I have made 10 films, and 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, is a tour de force. We get into the history of government-sponsored terror, because people say, well, why would they do that? Well, we explain why they would do that, and we show how governments like to bomb their own buildings and blow up their own ships, and how our government does it, and how they have official plans to do it, and how they carry out terror attacks against their own institutions, and what they do. And that's the first 20 minutes or so. Then we get into Oklahoma City and, well, the first World Trade Center where the FBI cooked the bomb and trained the driver. And then we get into Oklahoma City, the most in-depth information you'll see anywhere just on that alone. That's 40 minutes of the film. And then we spend about another 40 minutes on 9/11, and then we get into the police state, the foreign troops and the camps, and what they're setting up, the police state they're going to set up and had now have set up. So that's 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, 170 minutes long on DVD, almost that long on VHS, just jam-packed, two or three films in one. Then there's The Masters of Terror Exposed that really just focuses on 9/11. And a little bit of history of government-sponsored terror, and it just covers the whole spectrum where it's in, you know, undeniable. People get the big picture. It brings them to their knees, and they stop, you know, their denial and unlock their minds. It really does deprogram people and brings them to the altar, as they say, and then they're ready to be reborn into the truth, my friends, and the truth sets them free. So I made two films on 9/11. We got George Humphrey's new film, 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati. It's a great video. It's only $19.95. Get a free copy of his 80-plus page colored booklet with that when you order it. Get a second copy, $5 off, and three of the booklets when you get a second copy. So $34.95 for two videos or DVDs and three of the books. And then, of course, there's my book, 9/11, Descent to Tyranny, Paul Watson's book, Ordered Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order, which is the best 9/11 book I've seen, bar none, that covers a lot of facets you won't see or read anywhere else. Please take action, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the Safe Secure shopping carts, or call me toll-free to order them or to ask questions about the different discounts and different films, different titles. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny has taken the country by storm. It has sent shockwaves across the nation. Find out why. And make copies of it and get it out to people. I want to commend those that have. So again, 888-253-3139. Paul Watson, and we're going to go to the calls here. We'll keep Paul a little bit into the next hour if he can stay with George Humphrey. Paul, there is so much to cover. They're about to invade the Shiite stronghold again to stir things up yet again. They do not want things to go back to normal. They want the war to continue so they can have more weapons contracts, just like Vietnam. People can't seem to get that. We're meant to lose the war on drugs. We're meant to lose the war on crime. We're meant to lose the war on terror because it gets bigger and bigger. But let's get into that. And just there's masses of new news coming out, bombshell after bombshell, on the Prison Planet websites.
Well, yeah, and obviously, you were talking about Paul Gosse before the break being made the new director of the CIA, and it's almost on a par with Kissinger being made, you know, the head of the 9/11 Commission. But did you manage to get the clip from PBS where Gosse talks about a choice between Big Brother or Dead Brother?
Okay, I know that's on. Is that still on the main page of PrisonPlanet.com?
Yeah.
Okay, Stephanie, it's down at the bottom, isn't it?
Well, I've got it queued up right now if you want me to go ahead and play it.
Yeah, but then I want to get a crisp copy of this, and I did watch it, and I dropped the ball. That's the problem. So much evil is hitting us, and he said he wants to get rid of our liberties. He wants the CIA to run our lives. He is a monster, a evil monster, and I'll say it, involved in 9/11, folks. Clearly, he should be arrested immediately, but again, he's not going to be arrested. He's a spy chief planner. He was a high-level liaison with the known funder of the supposed hijacks, the decoys. But we'll go over all that, Paul. Yeah, crank it up and play it for folks.
Okay.
This is demon.
The purpose of the United States of America is to be respected for what we are.
Goss also weighed in on the age-old debate of preserving civil liberties versus protecting national security.
We're talking about the balance between privacy on the one hand and protection from Big Brother government, but we're also talking about the government's responsibility to protect our people. It comes down to the choice that, as my staff has said to me many times, between Big Brother and Dead Brother. And I think our first responsibility in government is to make sure we don't have any more Dead Brothers.
So, Paul, what he's saying is, again, the media repeats this, security, liberty, as if the choice between being free and being safe. They sell that idea that not being free makes you safe. Folks, that's the most unsafe you can be. And Porter Goss is just seeps evil. And he's going to be our new lord. He's going to run the whole country. They're setting him up to be the new domestic chief of KGB. They've hired Primakov 2 years ago to consult, the former head of the KGB. You can't make stuff up like this, can you, Paul?
Well, now, this liberty for security thing has almost become a cliche now. And, Porter Goss is basically saying, give up your liberties or my terrorist breakfast buddies will come and get you, big brother or dead brother. And, I mean, here we have a CFR member who was, you know, what is described as a clandestine officer for the CIA. And most of what he actually did around the world is still classified. We know that the lower levels of the CIA are mainly staffed by well-intentioned people, but the upper echelons form, you know, the command unit of the biggest terrorist organization the world has ever witnessed, and Goss himself certainly has the credentials to be a member of that club. But, I mean, the drumbeat I've been hearing over and over again since this announcement is the word bipartisan over and over again, and how Goss is so fair-minded.
No, he's so good.
And, I mean, here's a guy who vehemently pushed for the war in Iraq. He was a staunch supporter of the Patriot Act. As soon as the first Intelligence Committee on 9/11 began, Goss said there was no smoking gun before the investigation had even started. And he said it was not about apportioning blame. And
he said, we're not going to apportion blame. We are going to recommend a domestic CIA and a second Patriot Act. That was what he said up front. Well, that's when the judge tells you what he's going to do, you really know he's good.
And he said any questions that the government had for knowledge was, quote, pure nonsense.
Well, he should be taken into custody if we had a real FBI, but, I mean, just for having breakfast with the guy that they admit funded the hijackers. He was over there with them. I mean, this guy's a piece of filth.
We know exactly why he would try to avoid the apportioning of blame, because he and Bob Graham, as we've talked about relentlessly, we're meeting on the morning of 9/11 with Mohammed Atta's bagman, the Pakistani spy chief, Mahmoud Ahmad.
And the news reported that when the staffer came in, this was the New York Times, Associated Press, you name it, when the staffer came in and said the second tower's been hit, they said they turned, smiled, we know, and kept jamming their bagels.
Yeah, and this is the guy who he met with, who gave the go-ahead for $100,000 to be wired from Karachi to the named, at least, hijackers in Florida. And, of course, Ahmad himself met later in the week after the attack with people like Colin Powell, Condoleezza Rice, Richard Armitage, and Senator Joseph Biden. We're not making this up. This is Miami Herald, Washington Post.
And then Bush goes to the CIA, and they all clap and smile, the leaders, and it's just a celebration. Oh, we're getting the power. Oh, we're taking over. Oh, we always wanted to totally rule these slaves. Oh, this is it. Oh, let's clap for 3 minutes. It's hard to clap for 3 minutes, Paul. And then they got record raises. Oh, you've done well. You've done well. The greatest so-called failure ever. Celebration. Celebration. Celebrate. Come on. How's the song go?
Well, again, it was after Goss said, well, before Goss said no one's apportioning blame. No one was apportioning blame. No one was being fired. People were getting raises. The people who provided the visas for the hijackers were getting raises. And again,
now, if you tried to stop Al-Qaeda, you got demoted or fired or threatened with arrest.
Yeah, Goss is telling us via means of this quote that the CIA is going to be even more deeply involved in domestic spying on American citizens with this big brother, dead brother quote. And it's the first thing he said after being nominated. So right down the line, Goss's New World Order, he's personally compromised with this 9/11 breakfast meeting, and his only interest is to continue to serve his masters, basically.
And, of course, if Kerry gets elected, he will love Lord Goss.
Yeah, and I mean, Goss will provide the phony intelligence for more wars, the same wars which Kerry himself lobbied for in 98 and 99. He was on the panel of similar organizations like the PNAC, a different branch of that, which were lobbying to invade Iraq. And obviously yesterday he came out and said he still feels the same and he would have voted for the war, even, you know, what he knows now about weapons of mass destruction.
Oh, boy. Paul, just the arrogance of these people. It's so overt. And your analogy of your parallel with Kissinger, oh, the was going to be the first independent head, but no one bought that. So they give us someone like Goss with the same background, same credentials, but people don't know him, and so, oh, yes, he's very good.
Yeah, similar with Thomas Keane. He wasn't really as much in the public eye as Kissinger, but any, you know, scratching the surface on his background proved that he was in business with Khalid bin Mahfouz, who was also handling the finances of bin Laden, as was George Bush and his father. So it's the same group of individuals. They just pick people who are less in the public eye to carry out the agenda behind the scenes.
Now, come on, Paul. Powerful people don't do bad things. They don't want control. Let's just submit to them and let them psychologically test every American child and adult and let them put us on drugs and let them put cameras up on the street corners and let them put black boxes in all the cars and RFID and everything and chips in the police and the military and let's just let them secretly arrest Americans for any suspicion of crime and let's let them track everything we do and let's let them have the Matrix system watch everyone and let's have a yearly census telling them what guns we own, and let's have open borders and pay incentives to bring more illegals here. And I mean, what's wrong with you? You don't think this is good?
No. And I mean, talking about the police state, there's an article just come out 2 hours ago where people in Britain who drop chewing gum. Now, the policy before, which was introduced, was that if you drop chewing gum, it's an immediate £50 fine, which is $100 on the spot fine. And they even had beta test programs where minions working for the police would go around, hang around streets following people to see if they dropped any litter. And if they did, they had the authority to make a citizen's arrest and take them to a cash point to immediately draw out the money. But that's not enough for them now. They proposed a new draft of police measures where people who drop chewing gum or cigarette ends on the street will be subject to immediate arrest. So they've taken it one step further.
Well, it's like Mike Wallace was disrespectful, so they came and arrested him. After the fact, again, like the woman, as I said, she's getting on the subway or going into the terminal, and she's finishing a candy bar, and they say, you can't eat that. And she goes, okay, and eats the rest and chews it, and it said in the newspaper she aggressively chewed. She was disrespectful. And we see these articles every day, Paul.
Well, children arrested for skateboarding in Massachusetts the other day. Children in high
schools. By the way, in their own driveways.
Yeah, the children in high schools who wear baseball caps backwards, the principal calls the police and he's arrested because he refuses to turn his baseball cap.
Yeah, honor roll students who've never been in trouble, captain of the football team.
Yeah, so I mean, they're putting these police state measures down to regulate.
By the way, all he said was is that his white friends all had their baseball caps on backwards, and they came to him, and he said, look, I'm black. You're selectively enforcing, and they slammed him down and drug him out.
Yeah, so the point is the police state is not just for protesters now. It's for personal habits and behavior. It's that level of total micromanagement and government control to whereby they can regulate your personal behavior, which is what the whole anti-smoking drive is about. It's not about passive smoking or protecting people, you know, like the bill in California, which would prevent people from smoking who had children in the back of their cars. It's about regulating personal behavior, because if you can get it down to that level, then people will accept anything.
Well, it's like the London Telegraph article where you'll get, what was it, a year in prison, £5,000 fine for stepping on a bug?
Yeah.
By the way, folks, if you think we're joking, Paul, shouldn't we go to jail when we step on a roach?
Well, I mean, we should worship the roaches now. I mean, they're part of the power structure. I guess they're more human than we are, so, I mean, we should just bow down and worship them.
Well, it's like if you kick a police dog that bites you, you get 40 years in prison for striking an officer, but then when the SWAT team kills your chihuahua because it barked at them, and that's happened, folks. They've actually machine-gunned chihuahuas, dogs that small, then nothing happens.
Well, yeah, it's like the case of the suicidal woman whose neighbor called the police because she was threatening to kill herself. The police turned up and killed her dog just to make her feel a bit more happier. So down the line, it's getting really personal, and it's obvious where it's all heading.
Well, I don't know why anybody would want to live in a country like this or a planet like this. And I don't. And again, notice it has nothing to do with terror. And we said, I said beforehand, there's going to be terror attacks, and then they're going to totally take all our freedoms. It'll have nothing to do with terror. And now it's completely opposite. But these people like Goss just keep saying over and over and over again, give up liberty, you'll get security. And they're just drilling that into our heads. The new attack is coming. You may have to have martial law. I'm real sad about it, but it'll keep you safe. Okay. We've built some 1 million-man camps, Associated Press. They're for your safety. We may have to take your children from you. We may have to forcibly inject you, but everything's all right, okay?
Yeah, they're bringing most of this in on the educational level, which is why this mental health screening program is going to be dovetailed with the mandatory vaccination for children who, you know, if you want to be in school, you have to have both the vaccination and the mental health screening. That's where it's heading.
Our schools aren't just prisons. They're now mind control facilities. We'll be right back. By the way, a lot of schools are now drug testing everyone.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
All right, Howie, Dave just hung up, Rob, Brian, Don, and many others. Your calls are coming up right now. We're going to try to keep Paul with us a little bit longer with George Humphrey, kind of have a discussion. Let's go ahead and go to let Howie finish up in Illinois. Howie, finish up the point you wanted to make.
I got a good one for you. You know, you told us about the 3-day pass to come through the country from the southern border.
Yeah, it's going to be a 30-day pass now.
That's
absolutely
right.
No check for anybody. That way there's no need to sneak across the desert.
Now, will they put up Border Patrol for the state of Minnesota, who has same-day voting as registering?
you see
what that does?
Well, that doesn't matter because they have the new special machines in.
But somebody might stop the machines, so they'll just flood the state, I think. But anyway, thank you for letting us know.
Thank you, sir. And Bush has said in his new amnesty plan, that isn't an amnesty, it's just the biggest amnesty ever, that they're going to pay people to come here. High-tech and low-tech. They're going to pay. The federal government is going to pay. They've already been doing it. The states have. It's all part of the new freedom. Let's talk to Rob in Wyoming. Rob, go ahead.
Alex, I was in Las Vegas a while back, a couple weeks ago, and I tuned into the talk radio station. I wish I'd written the call letters. I do have the call-in number if you want it. And I heard all about the New World Order, and they even had a song about... Clinton and Reno roasting 100 children alive.
Yeah, you were listening to the Lou Gentile show?
I'm not sure. But then they went on to tell how Bush is a great guy and he's going to save us from the New World Order.
Well, no, that must be a different show. I hear this all over the place. Even some of the supposed Patriot networks have got shows like this now, and it shocks me. And it's like Bush is fighting and defeating the New World Order. He is good. The Democrats are socialist. I mean, Savage does that. Bush is fighting the New World Order. Let's arrest everyone that doesn't agree with him when his daddy calls for it and he's signing on to the UN. This is the bait and switch that we see.
Well, I tried to get in, to say that very thing. Who are you trying to fool here? I've heard Stephen Quayle do a lot of that, too. Now, I know you don't like to criticize him much, but I don't like the guy. He keeps on talking about the standard model, which is impossible. And when a caller calls in and confronts him on it, then he'll begrudgingly acknowledge it, but only then.
Well, I have to tell you, when I've been on the radio with Steve, he admits the New World Order controls Al-Qaeda. He admits it all. I don't get a chance to hear him a lot. You're saying he says something different?
Well, I'm saying he never volunteers that. I've never heard him just come out and say that. He doesn't make it clear. He talks about the standard view of Al-Qaeda and so on. And maybe mention.
I keep meaning to get Steve on. I'll do that. Rob, thanks for the call. Paul Watson, comments about this?
Well, yeah, the first thing that Cole mentioned, what they will do is the talk show host will say that, the liberals are liars, but then the response from the left-wing caller is Clinton lied, but nobody died. But then again, the talk show host will then mention things like Ron Brown, Vince Foster, Waco, and so that paints the opposition as compromised because they're wrong. So it sets up that false debate that Bush lied, but nobody died, and then that's obviously wrong. But then the liberals will come back and say that Clinton lied, but nobody died. But we know they did. So it's about creating false paradigms and demonizing.
Well, I mean, it's all a false debate, too, between left and right. And I also hear this neocon argument, the government's dumb. They couldn't pull anything off sophisticated. Sure, the low-level bureaucrats are compartmentalized, but that compartmentalization is frankly quite beautiful in its intricacy. And at the top, these are people with 170 IQs, folks. They know exactly what they're doing. They can carry off the most precision operations you can imagine. I mean, that's ridiculous. That whole argument is ridiculous. Do you agree with that, Paul?
Yeah, then they'll put out the rhetoric about how Bush tries to strengthen the border recently, how they're trying to abolish the IRS, but it's exactly that. It's rhetoric. It's like partial birth abortion. That doesn't exist because judges across the country have shot it down anyway, so it's all rhetoric. There's no action there.
That's right. Stay with us. Berkey.